This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. The Ada County Medical Society runs the Physician Vitality Program. This is a way for doctors and nurses in Ada County to get access to mental health care. Well, now, in response to COVID-19, this program is expanding to going into areas of Idaho that have less resources. Joining us live today is Stephen Reams. He is the director of the Ada County Medical Society. He's here to talk more about expanding access to mental health for mental health care during this time. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So can you start first by talking a little bit about why the Physician Vitality Program was started back in 2016?
Yeah, you bet. You know, I want to start by saying doctors and people who go through medical training are very resilient people to begin with. You don't make it into medical school, and through 3 to 7 years of residency training without being a pretty tough cookie. Having said that, you know, doctors are human beings too, and they have the same need for connection, rest, recovery, and meaning in the work, as well as, you know, a time and a place to process loss. And unfortunately, their training and the competitive nature of their culture has left them really prone to armoring up to protect themselves. So we started this program a few years ago in order to provide a safe and confidential space for them to talk about those kind of issues, because unfortunately, there's a lot of medical shame that happens in that culture of medicine, or professional shame that happens in the culture of medicine, that keeps them from approaching, for stigma reasons that everyone else seems to have too, for approaching mental health resources.
And isn't that fascinating? Because you're talking about physicians, you know, nurses, I mean, people who go to school to learn to take care of others, one being your mental health.
Exactly. And I think of it this way, you know, there's this big conversation about PPE right now, but I think of you know, mental health care and a place where you can talk about your stuff, that's really PPE for your heart, right? And so Nobody thinks of firefighters or police officers who wear PPE for themselves, you know, in their jobs as weak. And yet somehow in the medical culture, if you go and seek mental health services for something that you're dealing with, you're somehow thought of as less than or as the weakest link. And that needs to change. That's wrong.
So then how did the Physician Vitality Program operate before COVID-19?
Yeah, you bet. So this is a benefit of membership with Ada County Medical Society. We represent about 1,100 physicians, plus another 500 or so nurse practitioners and physician assistants. So we offer this as a benefit to them. They're allowed up to 8 free appointments each year. And they basically go to our website, look up one of our contracted counselors, and make their own appointment. I don't know the fact that they made that appointment. All I do is get a bill from the counselor at the end of the month about that there were so many appointments kept with kind of limited demographics, but I don't see any names. So we've kept that confidentiality in place so that physicians and other practitioners could access those services without any fear that people would know that they're using that. Because until the time that it doesn't matter that they're using it, we needed to provide that extra layer of confidential protection.
Right. So I'm curious, before COVID-19, what are some of the biggest stressors for physicians? And do you think that has shifted or changed, or has it just come into, you know, an even bigger focus of what they deal with on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think over the past decade, 15 years, you know, we've seen the number of doctors who confess to burnout or depression or suicidality, that number has gone up and a lot faster than in previous years. So we know that the changing healthcare environment, the rapid, volatile, uncertain, ambiguous change that's happened in healthcare, that's added a lot of stress to the frontline providers, you know, regulatory needs, the immense amount of effort spent on metrics and those types of things. So that's really kind of the baseline for all of this. So now you add a pandemic on top of it, and we're talking about through the roof amounts of mental health. And you've really got kind of two different buckets of providers who are experiencing stress. You've got those who are caring for very sick patients, those who are on the front lines in the ERs and the ICUs. This is battle time. This is what they're trained for. So to some degree, it's energizing. And at the same time, there's this very real fear about the virus itself, their own lack of protection, as well as the idea that they might catch this and bring it home to their family. And then you have another bucket of physicians who have been sidelined as non-essential, you know, elective surgeries, preventative care, chronic disease management. These doctors are sometimes sitting in their offices or sitting at home idle because they've done what's best for everybody. And they've, you know, put their practice kind of down in a resting stage. And of course, they are very stressed about the fact that they have no income. So really, you have a two kind of different places where people are playing. And then, of course, everybody's had to adapt to a new reality, you know, not just doctors, but everybody in the healthcare system. And adaptation alone causes a huge degree of stress.
Right. So normally this program, I mean, it's called the Ada County Physician Vitality Program. You're expanding this temporarily. Can you tell me how you decided to make that decision?
Yeah, well, you know, we're a very resource-rich medical society in Idaho. We're a subcomponent society of the Idaho Medical Association. And as such, all members of the Ada County Medical Society also belong to the IMA. But we represent over half of those members in the state association. And so we recognize that we have something that we could bring to bear for not just our local area, but also for the rest of the state. So first of all, in March, our board voted to offer this typically member-only benefit to all licensed physicians, PAs, and nurse practitioners in Ada and Omar County. That's our territory. It's only 3 appointments instead of the 8, and it's only through the summer or however long this goes on, but it was a start. And then the Idaho Medical Association Foundation Board, they voted this month to expand the availability of our service through a grant to us to expand to the entire state network of Idaho Medical Association members. So once again, PAs, NPs, and physicians who are members of the Idaho Medical Association to say, look, if you need a resource and your local county society doesn't already provide one, you can go ahead and access that through Ada County Medical Societies. And so we've already begun to add counselors, and they've all jumped into telehealth very quickly if they already weren't. And so we actually have a couple counselors in Coeur d'Alene who've signed up for our program. And we vet these counselors to make sure that they kind of have the experience and knowledge necessary to work with providers who kind of expect a maybe a little bit more high level of training than others might. But it's because they're dealing with different kind of stressors in their life than others would.
We're talking with Stephen Rames. He's the director of the Ada County Medical Society about getting doctors and nurses, but also PAs, access to mental health care. And, you know, it's so interesting to me, Stephen, that, you know, even in this day and age, when we talk so much about the need for mental health care, we have talked about it on this program. We've talked about it quite a bit on this program during the pandemic about making sure that people are taking care of their mental health. Yeah. Yet there is still such a stigma around it. I mean, I think it's getting better, but then when we hear about, you know, doctors, I mean, these are the helpers. These are the people that we all go to when, you know, when there's something wrong, and yet they're not getting the help that they need. In your opinion, I mean, what really needs to shift in order for, you know, our medical community to feel that they can reach out to get that mental health care that they need?
Well, it's a great question. I don't know that I have all of the answers to that for sure. I believe that we have started that shift here in Ada County. You know, we've been talking about this for the past 5 years. And as we started our program, we put together a committee of physicians and mental health providers and leaders in the hospital systems. And we just began to have a discussion, what would this program look like? And, you know, even after we started this program, that group stayed together. And it was an amazing amount of collaboration between, you know, both St. Al's and St. Luke's and the Family Medicine Residency of Idaho and different people who were involved, independent physicians. And just the mere act of organizing this created its own inertia around this issue. And we continue to have really great conversations and partnerships and collaborations between that core group and expanding out to others. So part of it is just the act of working together creates energy, and that helps bring it to more people's attention, to higher levels of administration, to CEOs. And so we've seen, you know, some expansion of efforts both at St. Luke's and St. Al's at the highest levels of recognizing this is an issue. But the fact is, the underlying element of kind of the doctor who can handle anything or is expected to handle anything, that is a hard thing to break off. And we have to go all the way back to the beginning in medical education and somehow affect it there. I've talked to a physician here in town who helps run some of the student groups at one of our local medical schools. And she said that even in the first and second years of medical school, she's hearing people say that they had to take time off for a personal issue. And there's already peer shaming going on of kind of the you're the weakest link. And so it really starts out very early on in that highly competitive culture. They're trying to stuff as much information in. They're trying to pass their boards. They're trying to pass their tests. It really starts there. How do you change that? Boy, I don't know how you do that other than to recognize that this is already an issue. Depression starts very early for medical students, first couple of years in, and they're already worse off than they were going in. So this is something that we have to focus on at the earliest stage.
Well, and maybe part of it truly is talking about it, right? Is bringing it to people's attention who even are outside of the medical community to say, this is a thing. You know, and it needs to change because we need our medical community. I mean, I think that's obvious now more than ever. So if people want to get this this healthcare, how do they access it, Stephen? And we should say again, I mean, this is anonymous. So they can, you know, our medical community can reach out and know that their identity is going to remain anonymous.
Exactly. So we have the qualifications, licensed physicians, PAs, nurse practitioners, excuse me, not registered nurses. Just want to make sure that that's clear. We'd love to extend to them, but really it's the medical license class of healthcare providers. If they go to our website, adamedicalsociety.org, and click on physician vitality, they can see the eligibility requirements there and then access all our list of counselors. If they also want to go to the Idaho Medical Association, they can go to idmed.org and view the information there too. Or they can call our office 208-336-2930.
Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. I think it's something we need to be talking about.
Well,
we've been speaking with absolutely. We've been talking with Stephen Ramsey, who is the director of the Ada County Medical Society. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.